This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. More stories of science, strange but true. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca is back with us. Joe, it's about boiling water?
Right.
And somehow, you said, there's beer involved in this story as well.
We're talking about bubbles today, and you know, whenever I get into the subject of bubbles, a beer comes to my mind.
Somehow. All right, let's relocate temporarily to the NPR staff kitchen and pantry here at NPR West, okay?
Great.
Some of our colleagues are here actually eating lunch in the pantry, if you can imagine such a thing. But there's also a glass of beer.
Well, that's for later.
Okay.
Just wait. What I wanted to talk to you today is about getting water to boil by dropping an ice cube into it.
Does not sound like the right way to go.
Right. Now, obviously, it's not going to be cold water. It's going to be hot water. So first, let me heat this cup of water up here.
Okay. Into the microwave?
Into the microwave oven.
How hot is it going to get?
You remember what temperature water boils at, right?
212 degrees
okay.
Fahrenheit.
That's correct. What we're going to do is heat this water
past
the boiling point, but it's not going to boil. And that's because there's a very strange property of water. It likes to stick together as water. And you need something to sort of give it a little extra push to make it boil. And so what's going to happen is we're going to have something called superheated water, which means it's heated past the boiling point. And water likes to form bubbles around an object. So basically, any object I throw into the water is going to cause the water to boil once it's reached the boiling point.
Well, if the boiling point is 212 degrees, and you're going to get this hotter than 212 degrees.
That's because water surface tension is keeping the water as water. Because in order to break that surface tension, you have to actually form a bubble.
The
bubble takes more energy to form.
Should
we use the magic of radio to speed this up?
Okay. Fast forward. Okay.
We need to be very careful because if we jostle it too much, it's going to boil too.
Be careful, it's hot.
Okay. The water is not boiling.
Here's an ice cube. Did you see the bubbles?
I did.
Now,
There are bubbles forming around it right now.
Right. So it does boil for a second, it cools off. But you see, just by dropping the ice cube in, we can make it bubble. Now, I have to warn you, you got to be careful with this. You shouldn't do this because it can happen that the water can actually spray up on you and splatter you. So just do this very carefully.
Okay, last question. What is it that you're learning from this?
I just found it amazing. I mean, how can you drop an ice cube into a pot of water and get it to boil?
Actual last question. Why is it we have a glass of beer here as well?
Because I think every time I see you, I think we got to do something of an experiment with beer. I poured this beer a couple of hours ago, and as you can see, it's gotten flat over the last couple hours.
That's
it's heated up. So what have I got? I've got a little packet of sugar. Old bartender trick, I'm told. If it doesn't work, we'll have to find an old bartender to do it for us.
Pouring the sugar in there, and look at the head of beer.
Look at it. It's foaming over the top.
Oh, my God.
All right. Enough.
I'm just trying to save the counter.
Oh, thanks. Look what we've done. Well, besides ruining a glass of beer with sugar, we've gotten all these bubbles to come out of solution by dropping in a packet of sugar, because there are all these crystals, nice rough edges for the bubbles to form on.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca, come back to Day to Day anytime. Science experiments on Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.